It's time for the emergency break of the week.
And really, the only reason we're doing this.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Saturday, July 22nd, also at Dos Equis Pavilion, Nickelback.
Oh, yeah. Okay, why are we playing this? That is Creed.
Oh, that's Creed?
Did you think that was Nickelback?
Oh, no.
And that's why you wanted to play the Scott Stapp song.
Yeah.
Oh, no. DJ.
I completely messed that up.
DJ, what is happening?
Okay. I'll wear this one.
Dude.
There's no doubt. Tyler, if you can pull up a Nickelback song.
Man. Somehow, I don't know which one you offended more, but you offended one of them just now.
But it was in good faith. I wanted to play the Marlin Soaring song.
That would make sense if Creed was here.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Crawford Services AC and Plumbing bring you the emergency break of the week. Did DJ get the golf cart after he thought that was Creed or before he thought that was Creed?
And I got a golf cart.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, out here at Fan and Tree Farm, we're going to give you three candidates, and you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one, this happens a lot on the hard line. And for the P1, for all of us, it's really funny. I don't know how funny Bob thinks it is, especially on a day where Bob is trying to do something good for our community with his pull your pants down.
Drop your pants.
Drop your pants.
Pants?
Drop your pants, which is a great effort by Bob trying to get folks who desperately need clothing some clothes for the wintertime. So as Bob is trying to tell you about something that he's got up on eBay to raise even some more money for this cause, Davey takes it in another direction.
Seven or eight items. They're all on eBay right now. They all have started at a minimum bid of 99 cents. These are the first eight items I've ever sold on my eBay account that I never use.
Oh, so we can't go back and look at your purchases of, like, crystal dills and stuff?
Crystal?
Crystal dills?
Thank you.
And another one.
Hey, guys.
And another one.
These are for display only.
And another one. I don't know what that means, but regardless.
It looks like the Sleestacks, like the collection that they have. Yeah. Land of the Lost.
They talk to their home planet.
I think the only thing you're going to find that I bought on there were basketball cards. But anyway.
Uranus.
These
come home.
These will all be free shipping.
It's like Bob works with a couple of drunks every afternoon from 3 to 7.
Bob's trying to power through all that.
Dave?
Doing something good. Doing something good, and he has to deal with that.
It is funny, though, to imagine Bob with what is Superman's crystal palace that he was starting
off. That was
off
a funny joke.
And then each crystal dill leads him to communicate with another planet.
That was a funny reference. And, yeah, let's hear the funny Corby laughs one more time.
Seven or eight items. They're all on eBay right now. They all have started at a minimum bid of 99 cents. These are the first eight items I've ever sold on my eBay account that I never use.
Oh, so we can't go back and look at your purchases of, like, crystal dills and stuff?
Crystal?
Crystal dills?
Thank you.
And another one. And another one.
These are for display only.
And another one.
I don't know what that means, but regardless.
It looks like the Sleestacks, like the collection that they have. Yeah. Land of the Lost.
They talk to their home planet.
I think the only thing you're going to find that I bought on there were basketball cards. But anyway.
Uranus.
That Davey laugh.
Yeah, that Davey laugh.
Come home. These will all be free shipping.
Yeah, pull that Barney Davey laugh there. That's really funny.
Is that Davey's real laugh?
I've never heard him laugh like that.
I don't think I've ever heard him laugh like that
now,
either.
Now, maybe I've never said anything funny enough for Davey to genuinely laugh at, so I've just never heard his real laugh.
But as I think about it, I'm not sure I've ever heard Davey laugh. I think he's more of a silent laugher.
Yeah.
Yeah, he always gets, his face gets real scrunched up, his face turns tomato
really
red,
yes,
and he cries.
Yes.
Davey is a crier when he laughs.
That's so Barney. That's great. All right, there's Dave as candidate number one. Here's another Dave. This is David Mino. This is during afternoon job the other day, and we're talking about we started our conversation about Chex Mix,
mm-hmm.
and as we were talking about, they asked me what it was like back in the old days where went to school and the Cowboys had just lost a Super Bowl to the Steelers. And I was trying to explain what that was like. And then Mino put a new twist on Chex Mix.
I don't know. Maybe it's just different when you're a kid, but I just think it's, there's so much cynicism and there's social media now. And, you know, and there's, I guess there were kids cracking jokes then, especially who, you know, if they weren't Cowboy fans. But yeah, I just remember everyone at school just being really quiet and seriously depressed after that.
Do you think if Dak gets Chex Mex throat on Sunday, sometime during the day, do you think he would be active for the game? Like, do you think he could?
I don't know, man. It's hard. It's hard to say. Yeah, here we go.
Chex Mex
choking on Chex Mex.
You know, Chex Mex.
No, he said Chex Mex.
Chex Mex
like
sounds pretty damn good.
With Chex in it.
Okay,
hey, wait a minute.
We've got an idea here.
Some spicy.
Did we just come up with something?
I think we might
Chex
have something
on your
going.
Fajitas. Fajita Messiah.
Chex with queso on top.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's deep into the little Chex holes. Turns into a gusher.
We'll write this idea down.
That's not that ridiculous an idea.
Wait, back up. I think the e-brake is trank darted George.
Yeah. I know, I do sound really slow there, don't I?
Well, you do sound like you've been pitched down.
And I heard someone mention that to me. Man, what's going on with George in the afternoon?
On our audio service that we use from home, can that, if your Wi-Fi is running slow, can that slow you down?
I think it can. It buffers and stretches out your
and
words.
Sometimes it speeds you up. Yeah.
But that was too long of a time for it to be slowing you down. I think that's the way you were talking.
I'm going to go with slow Wi-Fi over slow brain. That's what I'm going to go with.
Of course you are, but it's not accurate.
Were you trank darted?
Well, yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
What?
Did you guys get darted?
That's awesome.
All right. Well, there's Mino Mino as candidate number two. Here, Bob is involved in this one, too. This one's on Bob, though, because as they're trying to do the show, Bob is watching baseball.
Those wins all count. They're all in the bank. And so they have a head start on everybody now. And you know, maybe they're a team that just starts to get a feel for it.
They won September.
And, you know, they've got a good coaching staff. I think their head coach is a smart guy. Their OC is a... What the heck is going on in the baseball game, guys? Is that a stretcher or is that a celebration?
No, they're passing out the championship hats.
Oh my gosh, I saw both teams, what appeared to be both teams, and I'm like, what has just happened? I'm sorry. I should not have allowed that butterfly.
Yeah, they're both celebrating because they both clinched.
They both did.
So weird.
Anyway, I really apologize for stopping down the show, but,
okay.
good win for the
Vikings. It did look like somebody died on the field for a second.
It did. A good win for the Vikings and, not great for, the Packers.
All right. So he saw the end of the Braves and Mets game two. They both were then in the playoffs and I guess Bob thought somebody had died. Is that a stretcher? That was
How
really
do you
odd.
Confuse a celebration with a somebody dying.
They're celebrating. I don't know. Maybe they were carrying
we
a banner
video,
or something.
So
or,
maybe,
yeah,
I don't know.
It was weird though. Very strange stop down. All right. So is it Dave stopping down Bob? Is it Mino's new Chex Mix product, or is it Bob at 888-787-1310? Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey guys. It's
generic
hockey player.
Yeah.
Got some good candidates this week for sure.
Yeah.
Really, you know, got to give them all equal consideration.
Okay, well, who do you like the best, though?
You know, oh, wait, what the heck's going on in the baseball game right now?
Okay,
there's a Bob vote there. Okay. Hello, you are on Ticket Radio.
Well, hello, George. Good morning.
Oh, my gosh, it's Brady time.
He always target George.
Yes, yes, how did you know?
I don't know, just a wild guess.
Oh, very wild guess, very wild. I'm so glad that I called into the right show today.
We are, too.
Yes, very well, very well. I missed you guys. I'm going to go vote for Bob.
Okay.
Thank you.
Two early votes for Bob. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Davey.
Who's this?
Hey. This is Crystal Dill.
Oh, thank you, Crystal.
And Peter Brown.
Thank you for voting.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Here we go. Well, I'm going to go with the Tex-Mex and the Chex-Mex. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Ticket AM, FM, and the stream.
Hi, good morning.
Who's this?
Oh, gosh.
This is your best friend, Lisa.
Oh, it's combative Lisa.
Okay.
What's up, guys?
Sorry?
Wow.
No one
sneezes
up?
Like that.
How are you?
What's going on, Lisa?
I just want to vote for Davey. That's it.
Gosh, okay.
Are you still lounging in bed?
No, I'm getting ready for work. I have a real job.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Very combative.
Yeah, boy. Rush back pitch there.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. See ya. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, Musers. It's Ashley, and I'd like to vote for Jenna's baby.
Oh, thank you, Ashley.
Sorry, Ashley, you had to hear that comment.
Have a good day in Texas.
It's okay.
Talk to your dad about that. Hi, you're on the ticket.
That's uncomfortable.
No. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, my name is Piper, and I vote for Bob's butt stuff.
Oh, dang it.
Piper? That's a great name.
That is a great name.
Now we got another kid calling up.
The kid voting call-up for show.
Pretty soon it's going to be all kids calling.
Voting for Bob's butt stuff.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Oh, hi, Musers.
Hey, Triple Fake Tiger.
Mm. Can I vote for mine, though?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, see ya. Hi, you're on the ticket.
How are you happy to talk to Triple Fake Tiger and you hate the real Fake Tiger?
I don't hate the real Tiger, Fake Tiger.
Yes, you do.
What are you talking about?
Every time he says my dad, Earl, you moan in the background.
Maybe. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
And how are my sexy fellas doing this morning?
Who is this?
Not bad.
This is Lollipop, your favorite no-arm stripper from Maximus Gentlemen's Club in Wichita Falls.
Oh, yeah.
Such a hybrid.
Just okay. So weird.
Such a deep voice.
Who you vote for?
Jeb, you remember what you used to whisper to me during my sets?
What did George used to whisper to you?
Give me some of that nub. I vote for Dave.
Okay, thank you.
That's why we called him Nub Jub back in the day.
Nobody ever called me that. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, is this where 8th graders can call in and vote?
Yep.
Well, good, because my mommy's driving me to school, and I want to vote for Davey.
All right.
That's Davey a Davey vote, and ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Wow.
7 or 8 items. They're all on eBay right now. They all have started a minimum bid of 99 cents. These are the first 8 items I've ever sold on my eBay account that I never use.
Oh, so we can't go back and look at your purchases of, like, Crystal Dills and stuff?
Crystal?
Crystal Dills?
Thank you.
And another one. And another one.
These are for display only.
And another one.
I don't know what that means, but regardless.
It looks like the Sleestacks, like the collection that they have. Yeah. Land of the Lost.
They talk to their home planet.
I think the only thing you're going to find that I bought on there were basketball cards. But anyway.
Uranus. Come home.
These will all be free shipping.
These will all be free shipping.
Let's pull that as a new drop, too.
We got a new Davey laugh, and how many wins is that for Davey?
That is Davey's 18th e-break win. He is now 119 behind the all-time leader, Norman Crystal Dill Hitzkus.
Man, I figured Davey would have caught up by now. He's a walking e-break.
I know.
With as many spokes as he can throw in
and
a show.
Every day he tries to hit Bob with a frying pan. I mean, every day. And that party laugh is great.